I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is sad, but I think this is the segment I'm looking forward to the most this morning. Even more than Ric Flair, the Nature Boy will join us live at 8 o'clock this morning. He's coming to the Metroplex. So Ric Flair will join us here with Sean and RJ. And what?
Dun, dun.
All right, and we have a Taste of Addison giveaway right here after the new viral argument that Roy brought up this morning. He's like, have you guys heard this? I have not. I have no idea what he's talking about. And it's the audio version of that dress fight that we had years ago, the entire world weighing in on what colors they saw. Roy, take it away, please.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where this generated, Sean, although it appears that it came first from a Twitter account, Chloe Feldman. Chloe Couture is her name, and she just wrote, what do you hear, Yanni or Laurel?
Yanni or Laurel?
Too pretty, as I'm saying them. Yanni, Laurel. It seems like the two of those would be very easily distinguishable. If you're hearing one, you're obviously hearing one. If you're hearing the other, you're obviously hearing the other. But apparently, according to people describing this audio, people are hearing two absolutely different things. So I will play it for you. It's very quick. Turn your radio speakers up in your vehicle as you're driving to work now, and you can text in just a few short seconds as to whether or not you hear Yanni or Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Okay.
This is so. All right, let's go around the room. RJ,
there's no need to go around the room.
What do you hear?
Michael. That's what I hear. I hear Michael. I hear the name Michael. This is the dumbest thing in history. This is dumber than the white dress because it was a white dress. Nobody saw a blue dress.
But are you at least fascinated by why people are hearing what they're hearing?
I don't care about people lying that they're hearing the name Yanni. No one's hearing the name Yanni. They're hearing the name Laurel.
Hold on one more time.
Laurel.
Right.
Laurel.
Thank you.
Laurel.
I agree.
Laurel.
Yeah, I think I hear Michael, too.
Yeah. Now, they may be hearing Laurel and Hardy.
No one that listens to this station knows this.
But they're not hearing Yanni.
All right. I am interested in knowing why someone would hear something different. The reason I normally don't like talking about these things is because I don't trust the internet. I'm very skeptical in that some other people are hearing another audio clip. How many different audio clips are there out there? How many times did that dress photo get doctored or changed or adjusted?
Or filtered.
Or filtered. Like, I'm getting a text message here saying, I don't know who the heck is hearing Laurel. So it's making me wonder how many different pieces of audio are out there. Because all of us right there hear Laurel. And it makes me think, like, that's not the original one that everyone's basing it off of. It makes me skeptical of the internet.
Well, just to confirm, I hear Laurel as well.
Laurel,
you
everyone
two
Laurel.
Both hear Laurel.
Yeah.
Troy, you hear Laurel.
Don't ask me.
Everyone hears Laurel. Everyone on the fan text hears Laurel. You hear Laurel. I hear Laurel. Nobody hears Yanni.
Okay.
That they're saying, because it's a high-pitched
sound.
Yeah,
that makes a difference.
So they're saying it's Yanni is what they're hearing. That doesn't make any difference anyway.
All right.
Because it's nobody's hearing it. You're not hearing Yanni.
This is from techradar.com. You're more likely to hear the name Laurel than you are Yanni or Yanni the older you get. That's because as you age, your ability to hear higher frequencies diminish. This is called presbycusis, whatever, and affects most people to some degree as they move through their 30s and into later life. Another text. Yours sounds like Laurel. The online ones sound like Yanni.
Mm.
So see, that's why I hate the internet.
Oh my God!
Can we just get one thing to judge, please?
All right.
And that's what these sick people do. They want to send out, you know, multiple different frequencies and multiple different pieces of audio so that we can have this online fight.
All right, I just blew my mind.
You didn't just hear Yanni in another recording, okay, did you?
Here we go. This is what we've been playing. Is it Laurel or Yanni?
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
You hear Laurel, correct?
Yeah. All I hear is Laurel.
Now, yep. I pitched it down about 85.
Yanni. Yanni.
Oh, yeah.
Yanni.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Solved it.
Boom.
Solved it. Thank you, Troy.
Mind explosion.
Well done.
That's how fake news happens,
this
man.
This is fake.
We can't agree. You know, we can't agree on what the original recording was. The original recording,
yep,
most likely, was the recording of the word Laurel.
Right.
Laurel.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. This is a joke.
It's a joke, okay? You can't manipulate the sound.
But you got celebrities on social media. Stephen King, the noted author, saying he's for sure hearing Yanni.
Well, Stephen King.
Chrissy Teigen, Stephen she hears King. Laurel.
They Stephen are King. Hearing it based upon what audio they get.
Stephen King, what have you done for me lately? When was the last good book you wrote?
Oh.
Okay.
Like
he produced it recently.
All right, let me know if you are done with this.
He actually wrote it.
Because I'm done with it. At least with that dress picture, you could have a great fight, a great debate. Because I'm sure there was something in it tricking your eyes or time of day or whatever. When
and eyes
up.
Are subjective, too. You got folks that are colorblind going to see things a little bit differently than those that are not.
We good?
We're good. This is Laurel. It's 100% Laurel unless you alter the sound.
Yes.
Yanni. Yanni.
Yeah, like it's not even.
Yanni.
It's not even like a close. It's like Roy said. It's not even a close comparison to similar words.
Laurel.
In terms of sound.
Laurel.
So, done.
People just want attention.
Yeah.
They want attention.
I hear Yanni.
Hey.
Nobody here.
Now
nobody,
follow me.
Nobody that any of us have seen, talked to, have said they hear Yanni.
No, who's going? No. Someone will come into the station today. I hear Yanni. Who's going to be that person?
It's going to be Kavanaugh. Based upon what audio. Yeah, it will be Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
it'll be based upon the audio that they get. So that's it. We can move on. We don't have to drag this out.
We'll ask Kavanaugh when he's in for an hour.
If you would like to hear Yanni definitively, he comes to Grand Prairie Verizon Theater at Grand Prairie on June 17th.
It's a great place to take a nap.
Yanni.
Hey,
check out Playtime.
Speaking of Stephen King, and I purposely did not send this to Troy. I'm going to try to bring this up too late in the segment because I know what he's going to do because of my fear of horror films. Are y'all seeing?
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see what happened at this film festival? Is it the Cannes Film Festival or Cannes? Cannes or Cannes? It's Cannes. It's the Cannes Film Festival.
I thought it was Cannes.
More than 100 people walked out of this film. Are you looking it up right now?
Oh, it's the Jack the Ripper film. With Matt Dillon.
I don't even want to talk about Matt Dillon is in this as a serial killer. The house that Jack built, people yelling and screaming, disgusting and torturous as they sat during the premiere of this movie. I was afraid to even hit the play button. I was even afraid to do it. He portrays a serial killer carrying out 12 murders and shows the mutilation of women and kids. And people got up and started walking out. This guy on Twitter said, "I've never seen anything like this at a film festival. They're walking out. It's disgusting," said one woman. And that's what this movie is. You could not pay.
Couldn't pay me.
I'm trying to think. Even for you?
No. God, no. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
I had someone force me to watch Get Out, and I was scared enough of that. That's why I tweeted like a couple weeks ago, Get Out a horror film, Get Out this, Get Out that. And it had tendencies. It had tendencies. But this thing, this is sick.
If you can go back, there's Lars von Trier is like the director of this, Troy, and he's like this sort of horror film, like, he is way out there, man. Like, he is way out there with some of these things that he comes up with. I'm really trying to think
of an enticement or a money amount that I would say no to not go in there and watch this thing. That's how petrified I am of horror films. I think I've...
You can have
a boa constrictor, or you can have a big snake, won't kill you. I'm guaranteeing it won't kill you. You can have a snake crawl all over you for 5 minutes.
Like a garter?
No, 10 minutes. 10 minutes snake, or you have to go watch this movie. Look at the indecision.
I don't know, man.
Dude.
I don't know. I can't... Yeah.
10 minutes.
No. Not a boa. So like a boa, they got some wicked teeth.
It's
man.
Not going to kill you. All right. It may bite you, but it's not going to kill you. Shoot, even I'll give you a rat snake.
Oh, no.
Why? They say they don't harm you.
I know. Those things are just big.
Okay.
Giant. I'd probably go watch this. I saw Hannibal in the theater, and I almost threw up in that. Like
Hannibal sounds like
it was barely anything.
Pinocchio compared to this.
Yeah, I know. But when the guy's brain was out and he was playing with his brain.
Well, spoiler.
Yeah, I know. It was 20 years ago.
I was just gonna rant
it. His intestines are now after somebody gets hung. His intestines
Titanic
are on the ground. Yeah, it was bad. It was not good. I heard Red Dragon was worse though.
Red Dragon?
Wasn't Red Dragon like part 3?
Yeah, Red Dragon. What they do to Philip Seymour Hoffman was really bad.
Look, man.
I can't.
This movie looks awesome. Yeah. I'm watching it right now.
No way.
That looks great.
My man, are you going to go watch it?
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Matt Dillon
does
look like he did a heck of a job with this.
Are you going to go watch it?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, man.
My man Jason just texted on NBC5, our new television partner. I heard Yanni put yours, Laurel, WTF. It's because, man.
Nobody hears.
Yes, you do. That's what you're not getting.
But what we're not agreeing to is that we're all hearing different audio. Like yeah, we're not
it's
hearing
different audio.
We're not right. hearing the exact same audio.
All right, so there it is. That's the viral dumb debate of the day, of the week, and I think we solved it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.